I don't know
this
what it is.
This is open, like a... but don't touch me?
What?
Dude, no, is this going to make me throw up? I'm
he's got a visual presentation to go with this.
Hey, get that fucking thing away from me, dude.
I don't like how this guy's just...
What I have here is a Jasmine doll from the Disney store. Only Jasmine had a rough weekend. Got some tape on her hair. She lost her shoes. She's got tape on her mouth, some hair missing, and I wouldn't touch this thing because there's plenty of me all over it, too.
Yeah, this was a really bad idea.
That's like something that, like, Buffalo Bill would have in
okay,
his home.
Okay, so you have a doll...
A Princess Jasmine doll, because I have a thing for Disney princesses. See, I tried to do everything you said.
Wait, that's actually the creepiest thing you said so far. You have a thing for Disney princesses?
Yeah, like if I have a fetish, like I love when a chick is dressed up like a Disney princess.
You put a cigarette out on her chest?
Yeah, there's a cigarette burn on her chest. Some hickeys,
you know who
a black guy. I know who Asphyxia is.
Does she know who you are?
Hopefully burningangel.com or somebody from is listening right now.
If she's listening, there's a guy here who has no problem with you killing him.
But when you say your thing is, so have you had women dress up as Disney princesses for you?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Belle.
Is this the one that pissed on you?
No.
Another girl?
Yes.
And she dressed up as all of those?
The other girl dressed up as two, and then I had another girl dress up as one, and then my current girlfriend we're talking about. She actually, my current girlfriend kind of helped me out with this a little bit. She was like, well, why don't you get doll hands, why don't you, you know... So
you go on the internet to find your women?
No. Well, actually, I mean, this girl I kind of met off of Tiny Chat, off like Twitter. So, but no,
what's Tiny Chat?
Just a room where a bunch of Ellis fam go in and talk to each other.
What about Ariel? Is that different because she's half fish?
Yeah, Ariel. I would love to figure out a way to do it, but I mean, unless I figure out the mechanic, those fins are
gonna
be
tough. Do Ariel. Leave Ariel alone. I've got a thing for Ariel. It reminds me of my daughter. So don't fucking
Ariel
touch Ariel.
Ariel is beautiful and pure, and you don't jizz on her.
Yeah. You don't deserve Ariel.
Yeah, you will be fired if you jizz on Ariel. If I see any Ariel fucking paraphernalia around you, I'm fucking. We're not talking.
So you tortured and then masturbated on a Disney doll.
Yes.
Yeah, have you done that before?
This is a really bad idea.
I was like, you know what? I'm doing something creepy with it. Why not just go?
Can you put
how
that
many days ago did you
yeah, wrap that back up.
Did you already own that?
No.
Okay, so you did buy it specifically
yes,
for
I went to the store and bought it, and, you know.
How many days has your load been chilling on it?
Since Saturday night.
Yeah, does it stink?
You did that on Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's party time. That's not work time.
You know what? I think I dripped a little maybe on Sunday, too, because it was so fun Saturday night.
Come fat. I could notice you're saying, did you come on and you're a little, you're grossed out, but you're into the gross part of it. Like, I can tell
intriguing.
This. What about, would you like to play a game where we get, you know, maybe we could set her hair on fire and you could huff her cummed out hair?
Yeah, I'll do that.
See? He won't have sex with a porn star, but he'll sniff... Schumacher's burnt doll hair load.
Well, yeah.
Oh, for the show.
I'll do.
How's getting a hand job of a porn star not for the show?
Yeah, seriously. Will you take the ultimate Jason Ellis show danger challenge and get a fucking hand job from a porn chick?
Yeah. Hey, fucking Keanu Reeves. Why don't you fucking hit the Matrix and figure out your own way to get laid, shithead?
What?
You'll fucking huff.
Yes.
A man's cum in a fucking doll's hair. Before you take a hand job from a porn star.
Okay, it's because it's different. If my family finds out that I did something like gross
now
and wacky on the air, that's, yeah, it's definitely one of the issues.
You're saying, once again, if your family would be cool with you sniffing a man's burnt load out of a doll's head than getting a hand job from a hooker.
Yeah, because it's porn completely
star,
different.
Huh?
Porn star, not a hooker.
Hey, whatever.
If I'm doing something like that's gross out to be funny on the radio, that's one thing. Like, I ate M&M's out of Sal the Stockbroker's dick. Before, and my family, you know.
You did?
Yeah.